with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republicans are pushing to make a remain in Mexico a federal law. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Republican lawmakers in both houses introduced legislation Thursday to resurrect the migrant protection protocols known as the Remain in Mexico program, a key immigration policy of President-elect Donald Trump and his first administration. Senate lawmakers held a hearing on the policy Thursday morning. The policy, implemented via executive order by Trump in 2019, was dismantled by President Joe Biden in 2021, replacing it with his, quote, catch-and-release policy that spurred the precipitous increase in illegal immigration. Now, days ahead of Trump's inauguration, Republicans are laying the groundwork for its return, aiming to have the policy enshrined as federal law. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The issue of migration is not confined to the U.S., however. In the European Union, deportations of migrants who entered the bloc illegally will be a priority this year. Migration Commissioner Manuel Brunner, a conservative from Austria, says there is a need to bolster EU policy on deportation.
There are some things to do, of course, some things ahead of us. Implementing the pact is one of them, but the topic of returns also is something we have to deliver, definitely. And we will deliver, hopefully. I'm still optimistic.
Greece recorded more than 60,000 people arriving illegally last year. The country is seeking EU funding to expand its wall on the Turkish border. It could be a week or more before homeowners in the Los Angeles area are allowed to check on their fire-damaged properties. Authorities said Thursday the teams must first assess the threat of potentially toxic ash and debris left by the blazes that have blackened neighborhoods across the region. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 68 points. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in South Dakota consider the Ten Commandments.
A bill that would require schools to post the Decalogue is being taken up this session. It is similar to one that passed in Louisiana and is presently being tied up in court. Republican State Senator John Carley is the sponsor, and he tells Dakota News Now, quote, "We need to illustrate our history, and the Ten Commandments certainly were a part of the founding of our country." Several other states are also considering measures that would introduce the commandments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit's been filed to challenge a new Alabama law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at universities. The plaintiffs claim the statute placed restrictions on educators' speech and classroom lessons. The Alabama measure, which took effect last fall, is part of a wave of proposals from Republican lawmakers across the country taking aim at programs promoting the LGBT lifestyle and other left-wing causes. SRN News. Are Democrats in trouble?
California, Illinois, and New York are shrinking. Texas and Florida are growing rapidly, with America's population shifting from reliably Democratic states to areas controlled by Republicans. Democrats are facing a demographic time bomb that could reduce their path to winning House and presidential elections for the long term. If current trends hold through the 2030 census, states that voted for Kamala Harris will lose around a dozen House seats and electoral votes to states that voted for President-elect Donald Trump. Democrats' path to 270 Electoral College votes, the minimum needed to win the White House, will get much steeper. John Scott reporting.
Forecasters are predicting frigid temperatures for Donald Trump's inauguration next week. A new polar vortex is bearing down on the nation, bringing Arctic air. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.